Oh, George, I've got a cold. You better say it.
All right. Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, Gracie, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castiles. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen. Our guest, William Powell, star of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture Heavenly Body, with Jimmy Cash, Felix Mills, and his orchestra. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. It's afternoon in the Burns home, and George has just come home from the office to find his little wife, Gracie, so thrilled and excited she can hardly talk.
Oh, George, I just can't believe it. It's like a dream come true.
Well, what is it? What's the news?
Well, I know it's happened to other women, but now it's happening to me, to us.
Well, Gracie, what is it?
Oh, it's what every home needs, what every man and wife pray for.
Gracie, you mean we're going to have a...
Yes. A cleaning woman.
Cleaning woman.
Yes. Starting today, I'll have a once a week to clean the house.
Gee, I thought we were going to have a baby.
Oh, George, a baby couldn't clean this big house.
Well, let it go.
Well, you don't seem very thrilled. Cleaning women are scarce.
Well, how did you get her?
Mrs. Bundy? Oh, I promised her that in addition to her wages, we'd give her bus fare once a month.
Well, that's a cinch.
Yeah, once a month she likes to visit her daughter in Chicago.
That's where we pay the bus fare.
Yeah, round trip.
Mm. Might be cheaper to move to Chicago.
Oh, that's probably Mrs. Bundy now. Stand up straight, dear. I want you to make a good impression.
Okay.
Come in.
Well, here I am.
Oh, Mrs. Bundy, I'm so glad you could make it.
Where do I start cleaning?
Well, first, Mrs. Bundy, I understand it's customary to present letters of reference.
Oh, don't bother. You folks look honest.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, this is my husband.
Hello.
Mine's bigger.
Oh, yes. George is rather petite. But don't let his size fool you. He's as strong as an ox and much handsomer.
Thanks, Dev.
Oh, here's the duster, Mrs. Bundy. You can start right here.
Okay.
You work for lots of movie stars, don't you?
That's right. And believe me, I could tell you plenty about them.
Oh, well, that's what I was leading up to.
Only I can't talk when I'm working.
Oh, well, in that case, let me work and you talk.
That's what I was leading up to.
Well, now, hand me the duster.
Wait a minute, Gracie. You're going to pay Mrs. Bundy 90 cents an hour just to gossip about movie stars? You could get that from Luella Parsons for a nickel.
Well, if Luella Parsons works that cheap, she can't be a good cleaning woman.
Well, it looks like there'll be no dinner cooked around here tonight. I better go out and eat.
Oh, all right. Goodbye, dear.
Banjour.
Well, who do you want to hear about? The Humphrey Bogarts? The Walter Pigeon?
Well, start with the Humphrey Bogart. Is he as tough around the house as he is in pictures?
No, indeed. I've been around there plenty, and he doesn't wear the pants in that house.
My goodness. Isn't that kind of drafty?
I mean, he ain't the boss.
Oh.
Oh, I'll get it, Mrs. Burns. You just keep right on dusting. Yes?
Oh, hello. I'm Bill Goodwin. Well, say, aren't you Mrs. Bundy who cleans house for all the movie stars?
That's right.
Well, Mrs. Bundy, this is an opportunity I've been waiting for. There's a certain soap I'd like to tell you about.
I don't want to hear about any soap.
Gee, I guess I got to get my foot in the door.
Well?
Well, Mrs. Bundy,
now just
this...
skip it. The only kind of soap I use is Swan, that new white floating soap.
Oh, well, but that's the
soap.
Don't
you say a word against it. You fresh salesman who knock other fellows' products.
Well, but Mrs. Bundy,
I... Swan because I can use it for everything. Washing the dishes, doing light laundry. And let me tell you something, young man. Swan is great, too, for bathing the baby and for the bath or shower.
Yeah.
Why, Swan is four soaps in one, so you just hush up.
Well, but Mrs. Bundy,
will you stop flapping your trap? It ain't gonna do no good to try to sell me some other soaps. What do you think helps keep my hands looking so beautiful? Swan soap.
You should try it for your face.
I make my living with my hands, and I gotta protect them, so I wash the dishes with nothing but Swan. Why, those Swan suds are so mild and gentle, your hands don't get that rough red dishpanny look.
Well, but Mrs. Bundy,
and don't try to tell me different, you curly-headed whippersnapper, you. Now get out of here.
Well,
now what?
Well, I just wanted to get my foot out of the door.
Oh, Mrs. Bundy, who is it?
Oh, some smart aleck trying to get me to stop using Swan soap.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Gracie. This is George.
Oh, yes, dear.
Look, I just ran into William Powell here at the restaurant, and I'd like to bring him home for the evening.
William Powell, the movie star?
That's right.
You mean the original Frank Sinatra?
Original Frank Sinatra?
Well, wasn't Mr. Powell the first thin man?
Look, Gracie, they're redecorating Mr. Powell's house, and the poor guy hasn't had any sleep now for 3 nights. Is it all right if he sleeps with us tonight?
Well, wouldn't he be more comfortable in the guest room, dear?
Get things ready. We'll be there at 9 o'clock, dear.
Here's our popular young tenor, Jimmy Cash, with Felix Mills and the orchestra in a revival of the great ballad, I'll Get By. James?
I'll get by as long as I have you, though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain, I'll see it through, though I may be far away.
Well, it seems that William Powell's home is being redecorated, and as a result, Mr. Powell hasn't slept for 3 nights. So George has invited his exhausted friend to spend the night in his quiet little nest. Now, approaching the Burns home, we see two men. One, tired-looking, hollow-eyed, a very shell of a man, and the other, William Powell.
Well, here we are, Bill. This is our little honeymoon cottage. It isn't much, but it's comfortable. Well, in 5 minutes, I'll have you tucked in bed.
Why, George, you make me feel like a bride. Well, I'm just tired enough to let you carry me over the threshold.
Well, come on, let's go in. Here we are, Gracie.
Oh, come in. Oh, I'm so glad to see you, Mr. Powell.
Thank you, Gracie.
George told me about you not being able to sleep. You do look tired.
Yes, I'm afraid I have dark shadows under my eyes.
Yes. There's even one under your nose.
That's his mustache.
Oh. Oh, it's cute. It reminds me of George's chest.
How revolting.
Of course, there's more hair on your lip.
Gracie, stop being silly.
Oh, I'm sorry I laughed at your mustache, Mr. Powell.
Oh, that's all right. It tickles my wife, too.
Well, is the guest room ready, dear? Bill hasn't slept for 3 nights, and he's got to get to bed right away.
Oh, well, now, this is the guest room right here, Mr. Powell.
Oh, say, this is a charming room. Oh, that bed certainly does look inviting.
Oh, isn't it lovely? My mother gave us that bed for a wedding present.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, we slept in it for 3 years. Then Mother went home and George and I slept in it.
Gracie, let's get out of here and let Bill get to bed.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, I almost forgot, Mr. Powell. If you open that top dresser drawer, you'll find one of George's nightshades.
Oh, yes. Thanks for telling me. I'll be careful not to open it.
Oh, you'll love it. I'll show it to you. There, isn't it, darling?
You're very chic, but the neck's too small for me. I can never get my head through that tiny hole.
Oh. Well, I have to make it that small so it won't slip down over George's shoulders.
Come on, Gracie. Good night, Bill.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, there's just one more thing, Mr. Powell. I hope you won't practice your tap dancing tonight and keep us awake.
Oh, no. I'm William Powell. The one with the flying feet is Eleanor. You have us mixed up.
Oh, how could I get you mixed up with Mrs. Roosevelt?
Gracie.
Oh, good night.
Bill has got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and start work on a picture.
Oh, really?
Yes, and he's worried about it. You see, the actress they've got opposite him can't handle the part. It's the part of a persecuted woman.
Persecuted woman?
Yeah, you know, her husband takes her baby away from her and all that. It's a tough part to play.
Oh, pooh. Any really great actress could play it. Betty Davis, Helen Hayes, Catherine Cornell, Greer Garson, and any one of us.
Us?
Sure.
Well, Gracie, go to bed. I'm going out and get a glass of milk.
Oh, so that's why poor Mr. Powell hasn't been able to sleep these for 3 nights. He thinks no one can play a persecuted woman. Well, his troubles are over. Mr. Powell.
Yeah, what is it?
Mr. Powell, I want my baby.
I beg your pardon?
My baby, I want my baby.
Is it in this bed?
I don't know where it is. George has hidden it from me.
Maybe he wants it to get some sleep.
Oh, how can you scoff when that monster's taken my baby, my little golden-haired baby, torn from his mother's arms in the prime of his babyhood.
George did this?
Yes. Oh, I know. To you, George is just a puny, feeble weakling with a little round tummy, isn't he?
Frankly, yes.
No. That's how the whole world sees him. But underneath that little round tummy lurks a beast.
Incredible.
Gracie, I told you to let Mr. Powell alone. Now go to bed.
Oh, all right, dear. Good night.
And good night, Bill.
Why, you cad.
Huh?
You little round-tummied cad.
Bill.
Where's the baby?
The what?
The baby.
Do you feel all right, Bill?
You put on a fine act. Make the world think you're a great guy. Invite your friends here to sleep. But where's the baby?
You mean you can't sleep without a baby in the room?
Now, cut out that innocent stuff. Where are you hiding the child?
Gee, Bill, you better lie back and relax. I'm afraid losing 3 nights' sleep has kind of got you.
Never mind. Just get that baby and stop torturing a poor, innocent mother.
There, there, little mother. Now just get some sleep and you'll be all right in the morning. Then I'll bring you your baby.
I'm talking about Gracie's baby.
Gracie's? Gracie, come in here.
What is it, dear?
What did you tell William Powell about a baby?
Oh, that. I was just showing him how great a part I could play, or any great actress could play the persecuted woman in his picture.
Then you have no baby?
Oh, no. And how often I've envied you, Mr. Powell.
Me?
Oh, yes. Your son Dick is so talented.
Time for Felix Mills and his orchestra, and tonight the popular Gershwin's Fascinating Rhythm.
Mr. Powell, he just can't go to sleep. I've been in his room 20 times in the last hour, and every time I leave, he's wide awake.
Gee, when he told me he hadn't slept for 3 nights, I didn't realize he had insomnia.
The worst case I've ever seen. He's angry about it, too. I peeked in just now, and he was lying there growling to himself.
Well, maybe he's asleep. Maybe that's snoring.
Oh, George, I've been married to you long enough to know what snoring sounds like. He's growling. When you snore, you sound like you're eating a banana underwater.
Well, thanks, dear.
Oh, poor Mr. Powell. Insomnia is such a horrible thing. Well, as long as he can't sleep anyway, I might as well find out what he wants for breakfast. Mr. Powell? Yeah, Mr. Powell?
Yes, what?
What would you like for breakfast?
Breakfast?
Yes.
Oh, is it morning already?
Oh, no, but I thought I'd ask you now. Do you like cereal?
Mad about it. Good night.
Toasted, shredded, puffed, or cracked?
Cracked.
Oh, dear. And the only kind I have is puffed.
Mrs. Burns.
But I can serve it with a hammer and let you crack it yourself.
I can think of nothing more invigorating. Good night.
Oh, no, that's not all. Do you like coffee?
Yeah, adore it. Good night.
Percolated, potted, drip, or ground?
Ground.
Oh, you're different from George. He's the drip type.
Yes, I've noticed that. Good night.
Oh, wait. Do you like eggs?
Yes. Yes, I like them fried, boiled, poached, scrambled, baked, and shirred. I believe that covers the field.
You don't like omelets.
My error. Yes, I'm devoted to omelets. Good night.
Cheese, tomato, onion, or Spanish?
Spanish.
Oh, I'm afraid I don't make that kind very well. I can't even rumba.
Well, I'm sure that anything you prefer will be delicious. And I hasten to add that you may place my napkin on the table, folded, creased, flounced, or flat. Good night.
Oh, poor Mr. Powell. I bet you'd give anything to go to sleep, wouldn't you?
That I would.
I understand the county sheep is very good.
Yes.
I'm sorry we haven't got any.
Good night, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, Mr. Powell.
What now?
I forgot to say good night.
Yes, I've been lying here brooding about it.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
I'm beginning to think that's the only way I could sleep.
Is he asleep yet?
No. Oh, maybe he'll go to sleep if you talk to him.
All right. I'll see what I can do. My, it's dark in here.
A peculiar habit of mine. I like to sleep in a dark room.
I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No, no. In fact, you're a great help.
Really?
Yes. I haven't slept in 3 nights, and your help making it 4.
Well, you'll soon be sleeping like a top, and there's nothing like a good night's sleep.
There's certainly nothing like it here.
Did you set the alarm clock?
Yes, for 6.
Well, you don't have to worry about it not going off. It's a darn good clock.
Fine.
Has sort of a sweet, mellow chime.
Oh, how nice. Why don't you stay a little longer, and we can listen to the chime together?
Good night, Bill.
Good night, George.
Is he asleep yet, George?
No, poor guy.
Wait. I know what'll put him to sleep. My father's insomnia medicine.
Medicine?
Well, sure. My father used to take it and sleep for 4 or 5 days at a time.
Well, what kind of a medicine is it?
I don't know. It's put out by those two famous doctors, Haig and Haig.
Oh, yes, that's a great medicine.
Oh, you answer the door, sweetheart. I'll go look for the medicine.
George, listen, George, I got to talk to you quick.
What's the matter, Bill?
Well, remember last week when you asked me to watch the house and see if there was some man annoying Gracie?
Yeah.
And I told you it was Paul Henreid, and it turned out I was wrong?
Yeah.
Well, I know who the rat is now.
Who?
William Powell.
Huh?
George, we got him red-handed. Just now, as I walked by the house, I saw him in your guest room in pajamas.
Bill.
Well, don't stand there. Let's throw him out.
But, Bill.
All right, if you're afraid of him, I'll do it myself.
Bill, wait.
Get out of that bed, you rat!
What? I beg your pardon.
Get out of that bed and take your medicine.
If it's ether, I'll kiss you.
Look, Bill, I'm telling you, you're making another mistake.
Don't be afraid, George. I'll handle this. Now get this, Powell. George's wife loves him and only him. Oh, sure, to you, he's just a wrinkled, repulsive little hollow-chested pipsqueak.
Now, don't start that again.
But to his wife, he's as handsome, as precious as a bar of Swan.
Now, Bill.
Swan, the new white floating soap that's 4 wonderful soaps in one. The soap for your hands and face, for bathing the baby, for washing your dishes and doing your light laundry. 4 swell soaps in one. What a wartime buy.
Hey, will you get this walking bubble bath out of here?
Now, Bill, will you...
Go home, Powell. Go home to your wife and baby. Ask them to forgive you. Take that little baby in your arms and jump in the bathtub.
What?
Show that baby how much you love it. Give it a bath with Swan. Babies are crazy about those mild, gentle Swan suds. And lots of doctors recommend Swan. It's pure as fine Castiles. And let your wife use Swan for her dishes.
George, tell me something. Has this whole evening been part of a gigantic plot to wreck me, physically and mentally? Is MGM tired of me? Have they taken this diabolical way to break my contract?
Oh, no,
Well,
Bill.
Why not? With what we got on Powell, they could break his contract in 2 like a bar of Swan soap.
Bill, will you do
me a... Well, Swan breaks in 2, so you put half in the bathroom for your hands and face and half in the kitchen for dishes and light laundry.
Bill, listen to me. Mr. Powell is not interested in Gracie.
Huh?
He only came here to get some rest, didn't you, Mr. Powell?
Yes, fool that I am.
Gee, Mr. Powell, you must hate me.
Thank you, I will. Now, if you gentlemen will board your trains, I'll curl up here in Grand Central Station and go back to what I laughingly call sleep.
Good night.
Well, good night, Mr. Powell.
Good night.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Hi, Gracie.
George, is Mr. Powell asleep yet?
Yeah, he's wider awake than ever.
Oh, my goodness. I've never seen such insomnia. I'll see what I can do. Mr. Powell? Mr. Powell?
Oh, what is it?
It's me, Gracie.
Oh, no.
Oh, now, don't worry too much if you can't sleep. Thomas Edison only slept 4 hours a night.
Really? When was he a guest here?
I just had an idea. I know what'll put you to sleep. You just relax while I go get him.
Him? What is it?
No, I'm not going to tell you. It'll be a surprise. You'll see in a minute.
Oh, what a night. Oh, Swan soap.
All right, dear. Go ahead.
Go to sleep, my baby. My baby. My baby. What's that? What's that horrible noise?
Why, George is singing you a lullaby. Sing some more, dear.
Go to sleep, my baby.
Oh, shut up.
Huh?
This is the end. I'm getting out of here. Give me my clothes.
Oh, but Mr. Powell, don't you want to sleep?
Sleep. There's no such thing as sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Well, George, worst case of insomnia I've ever seen.
Yeah, poor guy. Well, come on, Gracie, let's get to bed.
You know, George, I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep now.
You don't?
No, sweetheart. Would you?
Oh, sure. Go to sleep, my baby.
Oh, George, you're wonderful.
My baby. My baby.
George and Gracie will be back again immediately, and I'm just going to take a moment to remind you that we have all the soap we need in this country, but we haven't any to waste. Save soap. For instance, when you wash your hands and face with Swan, don't make more lather than you need. You'll get plenty in a few seconds. And don't put your Swan in a wet soap dish. A wet soap dish will melt any soap. And here's another good tip. When you wash your dishes, scrape the plates clean first and rinse them before you wash them. Then a few swishes of Swan in the water, or some Swan on your dish rag or mop, and you're all set. Just remember, don't waste soap. Here they are again, George and Gracie.
Oh, George, next week we're going to have two guest stars, Adolph Monju and his wife, Marie Teasdale.
Gee, that's swell. You know, Monju is the best dressed man in Hollywood.
Yeah, I know. You and Mr. Monju have a lot in common.
Thanks.
Yes, you're both married to beautiful women.
Banjo.
Our guest tonight, William Powell, will soon be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, Heavenly Body. The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in to your Columbia station again next Tuesday, same time, when we'll have as our guests Adolph Monju and Verrie Teasdale. The following week, Fred Astaire. Remember, George Burns and Gracie Allen, CBS, next Tuesday night.